across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Saying can't get enough. No,
sorry?
Can't get it.
Oh, that's embarrassing. So whip. So whip.
Is it, or is it rockets at the end of his guitar? Lasers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ace Frehley. We saw, last week, we were off. Who cares? Does it sound okay to you? It sounds okay to you. Fine, who cares? 03444991000. It's safe to come out now. BJ and the C word have gone. The kids are back. The kids are back. We're not, I couldn't give a stuff about those supercilious twits, let's call them that. Well done, everybody, for making several hours of entertaining, thought-provoking radio. But you know what? It ain't my bag. So, I'm Ian Lee. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
Beautiful. We've got Sam. Good evening, Sam. He's waving. That's radio. Someone's got to tell him it's an audio-based medium. So we saw several older rockers last week. We took nights off because... shut up now. We took nights off because I wanted to hear what scumbags would phone up Howard Hughes when I wasn't in. And I kept a list of all the scumbags that have tried to shaft me and dump on me over the past 3 or 4 years, that now don't phone my show because you're crazy. I heard you phone in Howard's show. Well, you know what? You're crazy. I'm loco. So that was interesting. But we took two nights off because I think that some things are more important than work.
Yeah.
I think pleasure.
And those old men are going to die soon.
Are you threatening Howard Hughes?
No. Nope.
Okay. But if he does die, can we clip that bit, please, Sam, and send it to the court? Those old men are going to die. So Thursday last week, we went to the O2 Arena to see Simmons, Stanley, and the other two that aren't original members, Kiss!
Hello, everybody!
We can do the best Paul Stanley's impression.
Yeah! It took me 2 days to stop talking like that!
Now, Paul Stanley, are you ready?
I can't hear ya.
I want to rock and roll. I want to come out and meet ya, but you gotta invite me. It was insane. He talks like, no wonder his voice is messed up. He talks like that all the time. I'd like a decaf skinny latte, please. No, I don't want a bagel. That's what he's like all the time.
Love him.
All the time. Is my dry cleaner ready?
I can hear ya.
Yes, sir.
He was the funniest, right? And here's the bit where Paul Stanley won my heart forever. They all do solos. You probably know this if you're Kiss fans, but I had never been to a Kiss gig before, so this was all a complete surprise. The fact that they don't just save the pyros for the end of the concert. No, they're going off every song.
The whole, every song.
They shot rockets out of their guitars just because they could, right? Love Gun. Love Gun is a song about, I think, penises, right? In fact, a lot of their songs are about penises.
Or fannies.
But don't tell the kids that were there and singing along wearing their Kiss makeup with their parents. I mean, some of them were wearing full Kiss outfits and wigs, and it was a hot night. But it was just such a brilliant atmosphere. But my favourite part was when Paul Stanley
stood on Kiss.
Basically what was it, like the upside down metal tennis racket, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He cocked his leg. His nearly 70-year-old leg.
Two hip replacements.
And rode out over the crowd.
Over the O2 Arena.
No carabiners. He wasn't clipped onto anything. No. He was just there with his leg through a hole, right?
That is rock and roll.
he got off that thing seamlessly. He rocked out. He wiggled his hips. He was wearing, what would you say, 5-inch platforms?
Oh, yes, easily.
This is an elderly gentleman.
Bob Stanley from Kiss.
Best thing I've ever seen.
Can we just up Catherine's lights 12%, please? Thank you, sir. Then the next day... Oh, by the way, their setting, just a little bit further, Sam. Their setting was they had these amazing bit of stage. Does that look all right to you, Samuel, on the screen? Thank you. This amazing bits of kit that they only use once. At the last song, there were these cranes that came up that Gene Simmons from Kiss and the guitarist from Kiss, who's not Ace Frehley, they stood on these cranes and then they slowly went over the audience and rode over the audience. Now, those bits of kit must have cost tens of thousands of pounds each. They used it for one song.
Yeah. Those guys gave it their all. Gene Simmons' tongue was barely in his mouth. I'm surprised it didn't go dry and drop off, right? It was out all the time.
Yeah, he was licking his bass.
He was licking the bass. I don't know how he played it.
And then you tweeted about it just now. And then someone... this is the thing, right? We're not 12-year-olds in the playground arguing, Led Zeppelin are better than Black Sabbath. I don't think so. Have you not heard of it? Have you not heard Tommy Iommi? Oh, Tommy Iommi, the guitar player from Led Zeppelin, whose name escapes me, Jimmy Page, I've just remembered it, much better than Tommy Iommi. Really? I don't think so. Why have we got the same voice? I don't know. Because they were brothers, twins to be precise, in that situation. But you just tweeted out Kiss, then some guy tried to call you out like it's 1978 and we're in the playground.
It happens a lot when women talk about music. I noticed when Katie Puckrick did a documentary, a researched documentary, a finished piece for the BBC, nonetheless, she had blokes calling her out for not knowing about music.
Well, in fairness, Catherine, she was only an American doing a documentary about her favourite genre of American music. What the hell does she know?
That she grew up with.
What does she know about this?
But this guy said, I went to see The Who, and they didn't have any gimmicks or makeup.
Shut up.
Well
Shut
done.
Shut your face. I'll give you a gimmick. My fist in your face, you scumbag. I'll get Pete Townsend's guitar, the broken bit, and shove it right up your jacksy. Shut your face. Scumbags.
Paul smashed his guitar up.
Yeah, and he copied quite a lot from them, actually. He swung the microphone. So that was good. That was Thursday night.
It was so much fun.
Oh, get this, right? So we drive to the O2 Arena, right? And I clocked that there was a hooky parking. I'm a big fan of hooky car parks. I like hooky car parks. They've closed them all down by Wembley Arena now. I used to be able to drive past Wembley Arena. It's on an industrial estate. And all the businesses of a big concert would open up their car parks that hold like 20, 30 cars and say, parking for a tenner. And you park. And sometimes it was legit. And sometimes it was just a bloke cut open the bolt holding the car park to get, the gate. The padlock, I believe, is what the technical term for the bolt. And he just took all the money, then ran. But as we're getting there, I clocked a car park on my left, 15 quid. There was a hooky car park, but I clocked it. So then we pull up to the O2 Arena. I haven't parked there for a long time. Last time I parked there for a concert, it was £20. So I drove up to the young lads. The lads, the geezers, the guys, the bras, as we call them now. Hey, bras. And I said, hey, brah. How much is parking? And he went, £35 in it. I went, goodbye.
And he just laughed.
I turned the car around and I went to the £35 parking.
So instead we went to a girl with a bum bag. We're assuming she was working at that place. She certainly took our money.
Who knows? 15 quid. Happy with that. That's fine. Okay. So there's a little bit of fun. Then we get in and I said to Catherine, you, are a lady. You are a lady. You are my best friend. You are a borderline alcoholic. Let me buy you a glass of wine.
Excellent. Tick, tick, tick.
So I went and got a glass of wine for £10.
Yeah, it wasn't even massive, was it?
£10 for a crappy glass of plastic beaker. For a beaker. Do you remember those beakers you used to get at school that were like, they were like gold? Do you remember like the gold... Do you remember the... You weren't...
What kind of school did you go to? Were they doing child sacrifices or something?
Am I not... 034... By the way, you can call in. Sorry. Hopefully. I've had it assured to me by the boss. The phones are working.
Well, in principle, you can call in. Let's see if you can call in.
The phone said didn't work last week. The phone should work. Here's a tip. If you're on hold for more than 2 minutes, the phones ain't working. Okay? So put the phone down and try again. But the phones should be working. 0344... 499 1000. I can't be the only person, and we don't normally do these do you remember school days kind of things, but I can't be the only person to remember the gold, like gold-coloured metal beakers that you would get at school. Do you know what? I'm old enough that they may even have been lead. We used to have, in the, when I was in nursery, so when I was like four, we had a climbing frame that when I used to climb on it, it used to make my, all the bones in my body ache.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like they would, like a really deep aching in the marrow. Now, would that have been lead? Would it have been a lead? Could you have, could we have had a lead climbing frame?
It's entirely possible.
I would climb it.
Could have been lead paint. Was it painted?
It was, no, it was silver. It was, I would climb this climbing frame at the age of four, and after a very short time, all the bones, the marrow bones in my body would just ache in a really heavy,
gosh,
really heavy, achy way. So there was, that. I possibly had a lead climbing frame. But I can't be, we had these sort of gold, does he want to talk about the gold beakers? Let's do it. This could be it. This could be the one. Mike, gold beakers.
No, I remember multicoloured beakers of a metal variety, but not specifically gold. I went to an impoverished school.
These could be the same thing. What were the colours?
Red and orange and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
You said orange twice.
Yeah, it's red and yellow.
This is how I know it. If I was to do it off the top of my head, I would go red and orange and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. He's right. Those are the words.
No. Red and yellow orange. And pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
So you said orange twice.
No, red and yellow.
I can see a rainbow.
I can sing a rainbow.
No, but you can't sing a rainbow.
Listen with your eyes. Listen with your eyes and thinking, whoa.
Listen with your eyes. Sing with your ears. Play a tune.
None
with
your bum. But Mike, were they? Well, they were metal, were they?
I remember them being metal.
I'm going to cut you off because someone has texted in with more information on this.
Oh,
there we go. So someone has texted in. Okay, this is an anonymous texter. We don't know who this is. This mystery person. This Howard Hughes in both senses of the word type figure. The cups were bronze coloured and bronze jugs too. And I would like to apologise. He's put his name on there. His name is Jason. Bronze.
Oh.
Bronze jugs and steady. Bronze, steady, jugs, and bronze cups.
No, I remember like a tarnished silver.
Okay, that's
jug.
Yeah,
with a black handle.
Steady at the back, please.
Black handles.
No, we don't do black candles. We've only got white candles.
Oh, good one.
It's like that awful sketch by Ronald and Ronald, the two Ronalds.
I remember the teachers had Pyrex cups that they used to walk round drinking coffee out of.
Dirty bastards. 03444991000. It's going to be one hell of a show tonight. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, weeknights from 10.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Three old ladies stuck in the lavatory. One blew off. I don't know that song.
They've been there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
They'd be dead. They'd be dead by now. Three dead old women in the toilets. Come in Monday morning. You open. What's that stink? Oh my God, there's three dead old women in the toilets.
They didn't survive World War II for this.
Oh, three. 4-4. Do we know for sure that the phones are working? I'm going to phone up the radio station because we had terrible, terrible trouble last week with the phones. Terrible trouble. 03444991000. Terrible trouble with the phones. So let's see.
Thank you for calling Talk Radio. radio, calls are charged at your provider's national rate. Your call will be answered shortly. Thank you for holding.
All right, it's working. All right, in that case, why are we not getting any phone calls? Okay, so the phones are working. It's the concept of the show that's not working. I get it now. Here's a depressing thought for all of my listeners. Right? This is a depressing thought for all of my listeners. As you know, the Talk Radio Facebook page is a cesspit of scum. Hate it. Only go on there to wind people up. I went on there to have a little look today. Most videos get a good video on there from the show or from another show will get 30, 40, 50 comments. 50 comments is good. 50 comments is really good. There was a video from Christo Fufas in which he looked awful in it because he's got his jumper over his shoulders. He's got it. He's not wearing it. He's
continental style.
Yeah, but tied up as well.
Oh, yeah.
What is that about, Christo? Jeez. So there's one by him and one by James Whale, and they've both got nearly 600 comments each. You know why? Because they are saying that it was right to send Tommy Robinson to prison for committing a crime. They've got the most comments. You know why? Because the thick Tommy Robinson supporters, and everyone who supports Tommy Robinson is thick, right? Go on there to defend him and stick up for him because they don't get the... It's a stitch-up that he went to prison. It's a stitch-up. I was having an argument with someone the other day before I realised what I was doing and I just deleted it. I thought, there's no point. Someone who I've actually had... Who's actually... I've had good communication with before on Twitter sent me a microphone once. Really expensive bit of kit.
Wow.
And he...
He's into freedom of speech.
Well, yeah. He said... but he didn't break the law... It wasn't contempt of court because the court hadn't posted, they forgot to post that you're not allowed to broadcast this.
How come everyone else knew?
Well, I went, yeah, no, it was contempt of court. You don't, when there's a court case with a jury, you do not talk about that court case apart from reporting the fact of what happened in court that day. You certainly don't name the suspect, the people accused if they've not been named. You don't give any opinion on those stories until the jury have come back with a guilty or not guilty verdict. Then you can talk about it. You don't have to wait for the sentencing.
Especially
in
sex cases.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if identifying the person who's being accused might be identifying the victim. So there's a reason why the police haven't identified it. You're not going along being a quote-unquote journalist by uncovering information that no one else is reporting in that kind of case. So, yeah, evolved.
So everyone's going, well, and that's all the comments from people who don't understand the basics of law. People are too thick to accept that sometimes people break the law and they go to prison. And they're too thick to accept that their hero, their poster boy, this horrible, tiny little racist, this thug, this nasty piece of work, went to prison. And was actually so scared that he asked Donald Trump for asylum! For asylum! What a baby! Go to prison! Do your time! Anyway, so I was arguing with people like that. I thought there's no point in arguing. Another argument. Let me just WrestleForce UK are getting on my nerves.
Oh.
WrestleForce UK. Paul, I'm gonna come to you in a second. Hang on, let me just tweet them. Discussing this outrage. So I went to, lots to talk about. We haven't even spoken about Dylan and Neil Young yet. But I went, well, I'll tell you a minute. Let's go to Paul, right? But I saw some wrestling at a local fete at the weekend. Jesus. I had to stop my boys watching it in the end, partly because it had finished, but partly I'm trying to instill in my boys. I'm not one of these, no winners, everyone's a winner. No, you win, you lose, you come second. I appreciate that.
If you're pinned to the ground and cannot move,
yeah,
you're the loser.
But I want fairness. Mm-hmm. I want fairness. And I saw a wrestling match at my local fete in High Wycombe on Sunday.
If you're knocked out with a chair and you can't move, you're the loser.
Apparently organised by this WrestleForce UK. And suffice to say, the rules were not being adhered to.
Mm-hmm. if I was going to hit you over the head with a guitar.
There was no guitars or chairs.
You get the idea.
I do, yeah. But there was cheating going on. I was telling the referee, there was shouting at the referee. He completely ignored me. There was a bloke out of the fight was going on outside of the ring.
What?
It was tag teams. There was a fight going on outside of the ring. There was a guy unconscious outside of the ring for about 90 seconds, 2 minutes. No St. John's ambulance, none of that.
Where were those guys?
Exactly. So, WrestleForce UK, I would like, if we can get someone on from WrestleForce UK, I would like to speak to them about their appalling, show at the weekend. Appalling. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening.
Appalling show, Paul. It was an appalling...
I'm terribly sorry about that.
It was cheating. It was cheating in front of my kids, and I do not like that. It was... What's the point of putting on a sporting event as part of a town and country show, as this was? And then there's cheating. I'm going to be complaining to the council. I'm going to be complaining to the organisers. And if anyone from WrestleForce UK is listening, 0344 499 1000. As far as I'm concerned, you're scumbags. Because they're justifying it. Let me read you. They've sent me a statement. They genuinely sent me a statement, right? This is their statement. In regards to the officiating that occurred last weekend at the Bucks Country Show and in general, all WrestleForce referees take their responsibilities very seriously, and it's certainly not true to say they aren't interested in upholding the rules. While a lot of the WrestleForce competitors do abide by the rules, unfortunately there are some who do not. Kick them out. Kick them out. They will often take great care and utilise devious tactics to ensure that the referees doesn't see their foul play. We completely understand people's outrage. I don't think you do. But please understand that the referees often face a very hard task in catching the rule benders. Steady. The rule benders in the act. That is not...
That wasn't your experience. It was blatant, wasn't it?
Here's the thing, right? Well, if one referee can't cope with it, and I'm going to be honest, I don't want to cast aspersions about him. He was a young lad. I don't think he was up to the job. If one referee can't cope with a tag team, here's the thing as well, right? Here's the thing, and I can see that someone from WrestleForce has called in, Oliver.
Excellent.
So we'll have a word with Oliver in a second. We'll just call these charlatans out, because what I saw was not sportsmanlike at all. Here's the thing, tag team, two men versus two men, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Two men versus a man and a woman. Now, excuse...
Well, maybe she was the really hard one.
Don't. No, steady. Steady, Paul. Now, listen, I'm
Could you know if we were a tag team... I would be the one that was deployed as the...
Shut up, you've been stupid now.
The finisher.
I'm all... Well, you like finishing men off.
In what?
You like finishing men off in the ring.
What? I would put an end to it.
Whereas this. I prefer to batter someone in the ring. Well, you finish men off in the ring, Catherine.
You're right, Paul. You're choking a bit.
I'm in trouble.
So... Well, let's get this guy on, because I'm furious at what my kids had to sit through. Hang on a second. Oh, let's get this on. Why? Oh, dear. Hang on a minute. Oh, don't tell me. Right, can you put Oliver on to line two for me, please? And we'll reboot in a minute. Let's get this, here we go. Good evening, Oliver.
Evening.
This is Oliver from WrestleForce UK. So it was your sports... And I'm using that in inverted commas, because there was nothing sportsman or woman-like about what the cheating I saw. It was your wrestlers. It was your wrestlers I saw at the weekend at the county show in High Wycombe, was it?
That's right.
So, I had my boys, 7 and 9, and we saw, oh, wrestling, Daddy, can we go and see it? I thought, yes, we'll go and see some wrestling, sports, some physical activity instead of all this video games.
Good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun. I thought, Oliver, right? I saw two guys versus a guy and a woman, and we joined the fight halfway through, so I don't know what happened at the start, right? It's a tag team. But there was, the two guys were simultaneously going down on this woman.
What?
Just please, I'm trying to be serious here. They were beating her up. The referee was talking to her tag team partner in his corner. He couldn't see that there were two men beating her up. Oliver, is this the kind of thing that we can expect from WrestleForce UK, mate?
Well, unfortunately in wrestling, we do have people who play by the rules, but we also have people who don't. And very often the popular matches is when you pit two rule benders, as we call them, versus two straight-laced guys, nice guys, good guys, whatever you wish to term them, those tend to be the most appreciated matches because, of course, the crowd will want to get behind, hopefully.
Appreciate cheating, Oliver. There was, right, how safe is it? Because there was one bit, right, when, okay, let's call them, in your terminology, the bad guys. Two of the bad guys tossed off the good guy from the edge of the ring. They tossed him off. He fell out of the ring. He was unconscious for about 2 minutes. There was no St. John's ambulance. There were nobody. I could see members of WrestleForce stood there. They were cheering it, right? The referee is in the ring. I'm going, oi, ref, this bloke's unconscious. Nothing, Oliver. Nothing. You're happy with that standard of safety, are you?
Well, there was a paramedic on hand.
You didn't need a signal. The bloke was unconscious on the floor.
Well, not for the count of 10, nor was he legal, nor was it monitored. If he had needed assistance, the assistance was there for him. It's very common for wrestlers to be down for quite a substantial amount of time.
This guy, for real,
not need first aid.
He was unconscious. The referee didn't see it, despite me calling and pointing to the gentleman. I didn't approach him because, for legal reasons, I'm not allowed to help anybody with a medical issue. We won't go into that now.
You got struck off.
All right, I didn't get struck off. I didn't actually have a license. But he was that bloke could have, for all we know, luckily he got up and he got back in the ring and carried on fighting. He seemed to recover quite quickly, if I'm honest. But no one came to help him, Oliver. No one.
Well, as you just said, he seemed to recover quite quickly. That's a testament to the athleticism and toughness and resilience of our competitors. As he recovered, therefore an ambulance or first aider was not required. But had he needed assistance, it would have been there. Now, getting back to what you witnessed and being very unhappy with it.
Yeah, very unhappy.
You're being very unfair to the referees at WrestleForce.
What?
Who do their best. As I mentioned, yes, I don't particularly condone the rule benders.
I don't condone any bending!
No.
Paul, steady. Oliver, continue.
Paul knows differently.
However, as I mentioned, it's usually the most well-received matches are to pit these bad guys, as you call them, against the good guys. Now, the referee was doing his best. The bad guys, or the villains, I call them the rule benders because, you know...
Stop saying rule benders! For God's sake!
You need to calm down.
The referee was about 15 years old. He didn't have a... He's never shaved. He didn't have a clue what he was doing. He was talking to one guy while a woman was getting jumped on by two blokes. You can't tell me that that's acceptable, Oliver.
You're not mentioning the fact that he was talking to that person. He wasn't just talking to him. He was restraining him. This person in question, it was either Rudy Ryan or Jordan Saeed, was entering the ring illegally. You're not supposed to enter the ring.
You're not supposed to have two men jumping on a woman. It's a tag team wrestle.
Exactly, and the referee was trying to get this one other guy who was not legal to get out and return to the apron. And unfortunately, the villain, knowing full well that this would preoccupy the referee, meant that his partner in question was able to employ such underhanded tactics.
Here's the thing.
I mean, certainly people didn't appreciate it.
No.
I feel it's very unfair to lambast the referee the way you've done.
Here's the thing.
He's doing his best.
The whole system at WrestleForce UK is to cock and is screwed. You need two referees. You need VAR. You need something. Because the one referee obviously isn't working. There were children. My youngest is seven. I saw babies bizarrely on a giant deck chair. I know. But I saw babies sat on a giant deck chair watching this. They're going to grow up thinking that this is... We have just won, Oliver. We have just won. I've been informed. The Cricket World Cup. Our women's football players, or as I like to call them, football players, got to the semi-finals of Birds football. Of Women's World Cup. Sorry, that was old. Of Women's World Cup, right? And then there were kids watching this shameful display at what was otherwise an excellent event organised by Buckinghamshire County Council. Thanks for that, guys. And they're going to come away. In fact, I'll tell you exactly what happened, Oliver, when I got home. Shall I tell you?
What's that?
My youngest jumped on the back of my eldest, pushed him to the floor, and they continued to beat seven shades of shit out of each other. Inspired by you, Oliver, and WrestleForce UK. What are you going to do about that? He's laughing now. Oh, it's a joke now. It's a joke.
No, were they inside or outside the ring at this point?
I'm not laughing.
Sounded like a laugh, Oliver.
No, I cleared my throat.
Okay.
Serious business.
That's the reason we do say don't try this at home, because these are highly trained professionals. We do put that disclaimer before and after at bouts. So if your children didn't pay attention or listen, it's also your job as a parent to let them know.
He's turning it on me! He's turning it on me!
Well, to be fair, he's right.
Can you believe that? Unbelievable. Oliver. Where is your next WrestleForce UK event? Because you know what? I might just turn up. The General Lee might just turn up and kick your ass.
Well, you know what? You're talking so much about how you disapprove of the ref, how you think it's such an easy job that you should have spotted all the cheating.
Yeah.
And you're being incredibly rude about it. Maybe you should referee a match yourself if you think it's such an easy thing and he ought to have spotted the rule breaking.
I'll referee a match. Of course I'll referee a flipping match. And I'll do a better job than that 15-year-old kid you had doing it at the weekend. Tell me when and tell me where, Oliver. I'm there.
Right. This was an exception, I should add. We normally wouldn't have an official so young. But we have...
Excuses.
We have a... show's coming up on the weekend, July 20th. We're going to be at the Black Notley Community Association, which is near Braintree. And then on Sunday, July 21st, we're going to be at the Parrington Sports Club in Harlow.
Okay, I'm going to DM you, and if I can't make those, I'm going to come to another date, and I'm going to referee one of your poxy matches. And let's see how your wrestlers. I'm getting so angry, I'm getting my words wrong. Let's see how your wrestlers cope with A, having to follow the rules, and B, being dazzled by a celebrity standing there.
I would suggest that you take it seriously. Firstly, recognise it's not so easy as you seem to think it is.
I'm taking it seriously. The rules...
And you might find yourself on the receiving end of this criticism. You think it's so easy. You're going in with such a hot head.
He's threatening me.
It feels a chip on your shoulder.
He's threatening me now. Now he's threatening me.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying, seriously... And recognise, this is not an easy job. The referees have a very, very hard job.
I can do it better than that kid at the weekend. He embarrassed himself. His mum should be ashamed. You should take his whistle off him. Shove it up his arse.
Hey, now, come on.
Oliver, I will send you...
That's not a legal manoeuvre.
Well, I will send you a DM, Oliver, and we will sort something out.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You've said that we're such a bad example. The sort of things you've said, you've just said that about our... A fine young man who's actually 17, for your information, to suggest that he go shove anything anywhere, I think is disgraceful.
Right. Can you should walk that back.
All right, let me just say, for legal reasons, I would never shove a whistle up a 17-year-old boy's ass. I would never do that. Okay, let's see. I got carried away in the heat of the moment. These things can be taken out of context. That'll go round the world. I'd take that back. At WrestleForce UK, is it? Is that who I'm DMing, Oliver?
That's right.
Okay.
You DM that, we can sort something out.
I don't like your tone of voice.
He is livid.
Or your attitude. I'm livid.
I think he's right to be.
I don't care for anything you've just said about how we were...
Are you high?
We were...
Are you high? Are you drunk?
The Bucks Country Festival.
Are you high?
Yeah, we brought some fantastic entertainment to that festival.
And cheating.
And to say it was otherwise great and say we're the one thing that wasn't good. That's outrageous.
I look forward to seeing you in person, Oliver, and we can discuss
likewise.
This.
Yeah, really.
You said likewise.
I hope we're talking about refereeing. Would you like to be in a match with someone?
Right. Shut up, Paul. Right.
They can beat the absolute crap.
All right, Oliver. Right. You're luckily for you, Oliver. I have to go to an ad break.
Save it for the ring, boys.
Kat's obsessed with rings. Oliver, I have to go to an ad break now. Otherwise, I would consider.
You wouldn't.
Shut up. Man, I could have beaten beaten those fellas at the weekend.
Don't be silly now.
Because, Oliver, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, I think.
Unbelievable attitude. Paul, stay there. We'll come to you after this. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Shirley Elliott in the name game. So first up, right, let's work this one out. It goes, Ian, how does it go? Alan, Bo Ballon, Bo Nana, Fo Fallon, Fee Fi, Fo Fallon, Alan. Is that how you say it? Let's get him on. Shall we? Should we do that one? Are you not talking tonight or at all? No? Hello, Alan Caddick.
Where's Ian tonight?
I'm pointing at him.
I'm here.
Hi, boss.
He's not the boss.
I'm the boss.
No, you're not. I'm not tonight, boss. My friend.
It may be the boss normally, but it's Kath's name above the door.
He's never the boss.
I'm the producer, and I'm the main host.
What are we there for?
Shut your face. But I'm unable to speak because of a very serious medical condition.
He's got terminal idiocy.
I got twatish friendiitis. If I don't show up, I don't get paid. So I'm here.
Yeah.
And Kath is doing the show, but I'm told her what to talk about.
Apparently.
Oh, it's a bit of role reversal tonight.
A bit of role reversal, yeah, you're right.
At least we've got continuity with Sam manning the phones.
Sam is not manning the phones. Sam is woman in the phones
manning,
tonight.
Manning.
He's all over it.
He's a man, Sam, isn't he?
Well, that's an assumption on your part, my friend.
Well, yeah, because I want to talk about holidays.
Why?
Because I've booked a holiday for April next year.
What's April think about that?
83444991 if you want to talk about a decent place for a holiday.
What, you want us to suggest places for you to go?
Yeah.
All right, if you want to tell Alan where to go, 03444991000.
I've got a suggestion.
Go on.
Can't say it on the radio.
You can't say it at all, can you? Your poor face. He looks like the Godfather. Except he doesn't need any. Yeah, except he doesn't need any cotton wool in his mouth.
Is it a bad running with a dentist?
Well, no, he paid him for the privilege, I think, didn't you?
Get on to the topic.
Have you ever had anything out, Alan?
I've had 6 teeth out, but I went to sleep and I had them out.
What have you had pulled out of your mouth? 03444.
What have you had out by surprise? 03444991000.
We call you back.
Might not.
Depends.
Depends on your attitude.
You're stuck. Sucks.
I hope you're keeping a note of the callers, because that's the producer's job.
Yeah. In fact, I've written the list already. Alan, George, Susan, Nigel from Maidstone, and some drunk random Scottish people.
Well, let's add Sharon into the mix. Hello, Alan. Bye, Alan. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, Catherine.
Hey, Sharon.
Hang on.
Have you ever anything out by surprise?
No, I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I went to the Till Fest, do you remember?
Oh.
She doesn't.
But I'm doing that. Oh. Remind me what happened.
I rang Ian about 4 weeks ago and I did the It's Hot thing.
Oh, yeah.
Cut me off, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then I rang you when you were on your own.
Yeah.
And then you said, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I did. It's really hot.
And we got it that time. We got what you were driving at. Time. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And then I was going to Chill Fest.
All right, and how was that?
It was great.
What did you do at Chill Fest, I mean?
Chilled.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of beanbags.
Yeah, I drove there and back.
Did you?
I did.
And then when you got there, the interesting bit?
In fairness, was hot chocolate.
Oh, even though there's no Errol anymore.
No, but Aswad and Soul to Soul were a bit disappointing.
Oh.
I've seen Soul to Soul live. They were rubbish.
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Did they do like a 20-minute version of that hit?
Back to Life.
No, they literally did about 2 seconds.
Was it Soul to Soul that had that person as a dancer?
No, that was Happy Monday.
You're thinking of Bez.
No, I'm not thinking of Bez. There was like a sort of dancey group.
Oh dear.
And they supported, I saw them support, who's the young lady that plays the piano, sings a song about my diary?
Carol Wheeler?
No.
It's Karen.
American, I want to say, Alexis Conran, but that's the
man. Yeah.
The lady, she's an American lady and she plays the piano.
Tori Amos.
No.
She sings a song about called My Diary or something.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Okay, my husband's
it's like Alexis Conrad.
Sitting,
anyway.
My husband's here sitting and he's getting it all correct. And actually, you know him, Ian.
Oh, God, this game again. Yes? Did I buy drugs off him in the 90s? What is this?
He was a DPD driver for a while, Craig.
He's what?
He was your DPD driver for a while, Craig.
Oh,
God.
So he'll be exhausted then, poor Craig, because he doesn't have to get a lot of deliveries.
Hang on a minute. Why is he not my DPD driver anymore?
Because he's quit.
Yeah, exhaustion.
Yeah, well, Craig, I like Craig. Craig came on like the first day I moved into my house, and I thought the future's looking good with people like Craig.
Yeah, he's quit. He's got a warehouse job in Hemel now.
Oh. Well, if he tells anyone where I live, I will kill him.
I'll never do that, Ian.
Thank you, Craig.
I'll never do that, Ian. Ever.
Thank you, Craig, and I know that, but I just have to say it for legal reasons. I like Craig. Craig came round. Craig was genuinely thrilled when I opened the door. He went, oh, my God, it's Ian Lee. I listen to you. I don't get that very often, so you've got to take it when it comes.
There's you, there's Danny Baker, and there's Richard Herring. You are my three heroes.
Aye, look at that. Racist and it has been. That's me. I'll describe the other two later on. But anyway, I think Soul to Soul supported Alicia Keys, and they had a dancer, and they did a 20-minute version of the hit. I'm not supposed to be talking. You talk.
No, you're not.
I'm not talking.
All right, Sharon. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Craig, I'm glad you've gone up in the world. You don't have to serve this fella anymore.
I don't have to sort my tax out anymore or anything, so it's a
you do still have to pay tax, mate. you still have to pay tax.
I don't have to do it all myself because I don't understand being self-employed, but that's why I got out of DPD.
Okay.
Fair enough. Well, thanks very much for giving us a ring. It's been very nice speaking to both of you.
Oh, just to let you know, every time I drop him into Hemel, we listen to Ian Lee podcast.
You're very, very intelligent and sexually aroused and mature people.
Leave them alone. So anyone who was sexually aroused is about to lose it. Here's Gatford.
Yeah, great. Yeah. What an intro.
I thought it was only fair to warn people.
Go make a cup of tea at this point. Yeah, go and have a shower. Yeah, whatever you need to do.
What do you want?
What do I want? I want to tell you about my soul-to-soul story.
Go on.
When I was at school, and we went on a long coach trip down to the south of France, and we only had two tapes in the coach.
Two
one
capes.
Was the tapes, yeah, it was that old.
Capes.
Cakes.
Cakes or capes?
Jeff Capes.
Jeff Capes.
Capes.
He had capes.
He was driving the thing.
Capes on a school trip? What was this, in Victoria?
Did you have one that came out your ear roll as well?
Capes.
Capes.
Tapes.
Tapes.
One was the soundtrack.
Tapes. Okay.
One was the soundtrack.
That was the best thing. I don't want to, but that is the best thing about being young. You can't do it now because you've got Bluetooth. It's getting persuading the coach driver to play one of your tapes.
Yes.
That's the best thing about being young.
Uh-oh.
One was the soundtrack to Good Morning Vietnam, which I could deal with. And the other was Soul to Soul. And I hate them because of it, because that got played a lot during that time. And I hate every one of them, even the dancer.
Well, and also the fact that Soul to Soul, every single song went ding, 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 ding. They did like that beat, didn't they? I think they paid a subscription. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sorry, am I boring
you? Some people were saying that the app wasn't working, but I just tried it and it's working. I'm not supposed to be talking.
No, you're not. You're not supposed to be listening to your phone either. Gatford's telling you something fascinating there.
Well, not really, no. When have I ever done that? Why doesn't Alan Caddick come to Catford on his holiday? I could show him round.
Alan Caddick goes to Catford for his holiday. It sounds great.
Wonderful.
There's like a YouTube series of that, I reckon.
I'll give him your phone number. You can arrange it between yourselves. 0344-499-1000. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm Catherine Boyle, and I'm the boss.
Experience the unconventional, the unpredictable, and the completely unorthodox. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
What's this pony list you give me of things we're supposed to talk about? Riddles, manspreading, Elon Musk, hedges, and niche languages. I don't like the beds. Well, Toff, you're going to have to speak. Don't just write things on post-its. Don't... this is what happens when someone goes to the dentist for a routine checkup and then finds out that he's at death's door or has to have a tooth extracted. And he's pulled it out and it looks like a bit of old popcorn. Niche languages is carried over from yesterday. Well, you're going to have to explain it to me because I wasn't paying attention. It wasn't a routine appointment. What's that got to do with niche languages?
It's the thing before. Oh.
03444991000 if you do want to speak. Pig Latin, etc. Oh, yeah. So Pig Latin is when you take a word like idiot and you take id off. So you'd go iotide. So Ian is idiotide. Is that right, Sam? Kind of it. I'm the one, I'm one behind you, Pig Latin. What, one what behind me? I don't want you behind me at all. I'm not reading that out. I don't think I can read that out, can I? You can't swear in a different language, can you? Paul Ross is swearing at you in digits through the window. What? One question behind you. Okay, well, I've lost patience with this. Here's what I've got. Oh, you know, we were talking the other day about, what? Read it. Read what? Ooh, yay, ucking fay, at one. Gosh. You see, you do a mate a favour and all you get is abuse, albeit in a language that most people don't understand, but that's very rude indeed. And I don't care if you don't like the beds. I'm putting up... This is terrible for the environment, all this talking on post-its. Use your face.
I can't. It wasn't a routine appointment. Here's the thing. I've had toothache for about a week now.
It's funny you haven't mentioned it. Yeah, you mentioned guys, every other ache.
You guys wouldn't know about it because I've kept very quiet about it. Why not?
Hmm?
I should have a black cab driver take me to Disneyland. That's how
not
brave
after what
I've
you
been.
Said about black cab drivers.
That's how brave I've been. I had this for a week, and then today, I had a swig of water, and it really, really hurt.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to phone up so I can get an appointment.
Uh-huh.
Phoned up at 2:50.
We're living this in real time,
aren't
we?
She said, the lady said, well, there's one at 3:20, can you get here now?
What time is it?
2:50.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I should have said it's 2:30. It was 2:50. I went, I can get there. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have a feeling. I'm 46 years old. I'm 46 years old. And I've only ever had one...
Could you wipe that off the...
I'm just going to wait till the end of the show, otherwise I'll be doing it all night.
You're right, Sam.
46 years old.
Yeah.
And I've only ever had one feeling.
Yeah.
And so I sat there and I thought, oh, I'm going to get my second feeling. I'm going. So I went in. Yeah. And the dentist... looked at the form, he says, what is a broadcaster? I went, what? He said, what is a broadcaster?
Why is this relevant to your teeth?
I said, that's my job, I broadcast. He said, yeah.
Sorry, what now?
I said, that is my job, I broadcast. He said, what does that mean? I went, what?
Were you talking like this then?
No.
All right, that explains it.
I said, anyway, he said, I do a radio show. Mm-hmm. And he said, on what station, Talk Radio? Oh, the sister station of Talk Sport. And he said, but he couldn't understand the concept. He said, what time do you work? I said, 10 till 1 at night. He said, right. So if I turn on the radio at 10 o'clock at night, I'll hear you.
Right, okay. You had to explain the concept of the radio to someone, and then you let them sedate you.
Well, anyway.
And pull something out of your head.
He did an x-ray, and I was getting up to leave, mm-hmm. and he said, oh, no, I'm looking at the x-ray now. I said, but you just took it. They look at them straight away now.
Yeah.
It's not like a week to be processed at the chemist's.
No.
In Boots, chemist. No. He said, right, there's a whole... You asked!
Pardon?
You asked me!
Oh, right, I thought you were being rude.
You asked!
You are being rude now.
Yeah. He said, there's a hole in one of your wisdom teeth.
In my what?
And I hobble my old wisdom teeth.
Can you write it, please? Can you draw a picture? Is there a hole in one you want? What's? I'm guessing a tooth.
Fucking Faye. He said, there's a hole in one of your wisdom teeth. It's in a tricky place to put a fill in. I'm only here so I get paid. I don't want to do the show.
Bad news is you get paid my wage.
Jesus Christ. He said, we can put a filling in it.
What's Paul Ross trying to do?
Paul Ross is going to... He's drunk. That's it the right way around. Two teeth out.
No biggie.
It's not biggie,
B-I-double-G-E. I know he's funny in teeth.
Anyway, he said, I said, take it out. He said, can you do it now? He went, yeah, we can. So they did it there and then. I'm messing around. Wisdom tooth. It took 30 minutes to do. 30 yeah. minutes because my roots are bent.
I'm getting every third word.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
What? Granddad.
I've given you topics. Do them.
Let's talk to Pete instead. Hello, Pete.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I can't say the same for Ian Lee.
No.
Oh, Lely's just tweeting me. Lely, you got sacked as a correspondent yesterday, so you better call up and apologise.
Yeah.
Who is this guy so I can type it down?
This is Pete.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, Pete.
Sorry to hear about your teething... excuse me, teething problems.
Don't be, he's loving it.
No, I'm sure he's not. I don't like it myself, actually. I should go to the dentist, but I did go to Asda today. And I just want to share something with you that I saw there.
Oh.
If I may. So, in Asda, there's a shelving that's called Foods of the World or World Foods.
I never go down that aisle because I'm racist.
Too exotic and elaborate, Brian.
That seems quite a reasonable approach, yeah.
So what was in the Foods of the World or World Foods?
Well, on this shelf, next to each other, were two items. The first one was called Fufu Flour. And quite, this is genuine. Right next to it, there was a packet of something that had a bit chicken as its logo, and that was cock-flavoured noodle soup.
Shut up. Oh, shut up.
I need a picture.
It's absolutely true. I should have snapped it.
You've got to keep those well apart. They'll contaminate each other.
Well, yes, who knows? If I go in tomorrow, the place will be overrun by...
jelly babies.
Something, jelly babies.
Wow, fufu flour. I wonder how you get that.
Well, I don't know.
Grinding.
Grind some, yeah, okay.
As you fill it up with water, it should stay alive for at least 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, that was a delightful story. Thanks for that, Pete.
Right.
How much liquid can a woman hold?
Yeah.
And can a man hold?
What? Where?
What?
In your hands?
No.
In your
penis?
Well, women can hold very little in theirs, I would think.
If I were to fill my penis with water and your vagina with water... How much water would they hold? Just a question.
Gosh.
3, 4, 4, 4, 9, 9,000.
Gosh. If only they still had how-to, I'm sure that'd be an excellent experiment. Thanks for introducing this, Pete, by the way.
Yes, you're very welcome. Have a good show. It seems to be going well so far.
Thank you, Pete. 03444991000. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes if you have a bath, sometimes it gets released afterwards.
Oh,
yeah. You know, like if you sink a bottle and all the bubbles come out.
I did not know this.
Yeah, that can happen.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's enough to be uncomfortable.
Oh, no, how much are you selling it for?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh, that reminds me. There was a story about a woman who was selling her socks.
Oh. I sometimes go on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
To look for old stereos.
Right.
But then I saw this woman and it said, But long story short, I can't be bothered.
What Facebook group was this?
Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
Everyone was selling on Facebook. pants, bras, stockings, skirts. This she'd been wearing and I haven't washed. On Facebook.
We'll keep up. From dirty socks to...
I bought some for you.
From dirty socks to filthy underwear, online punters are forking out hundreds of pounds to get their hands on them. The likes of stay-at-home mums and students looking for extra cash are all taking advantage of the fetish, which has boomed, according to Daily Mirror, thanks to the likes of eBay and Facebook. Curious about this potential, my London reporter, Hannah Kane, decided trying to flog a pair of her sweaty socks through Facebook's marketplace, and it proved a success.
Okay.
Was it on your site? She'd not only worn the socks all day at work, but she'd gone on a 5K run in them. Safe to say, they were not in the slightest bit fresh, Hannah admitted. If you'd have asked me yesterday morning how I'd be spending my Wednesday night, I would probably have something to do with catching up on Love Island. Little did I know, I it would be wildly, and I mean that in every sense of the word, different. Inspired by our sister site, Essex Lives Experiment, I decided to see if I could make some money on Facebook selling groups by advertising a pair of dirty socks.
I found some dirty women's dirty smelly socks for sale by someone called Marky Apples. I've just asked if this is still available.
God. Within 15 minutes, I had about five men sliding into my DMs asking to buy my stinky socks. It's important to point out that everyone I spoke to was really polite and in no way made me feel uncomfortable. Yeah, weirdos are often like that. The only thing was, a lot of them didn't just want socks. Wow, I'm astonished. I was inundated with requests for shoes, stockings and even underwear, all of which I declined. Sure you did. By 11 p.m. I was feeling pretty weary of going back and forth to each potential buyer and wondered whether I'd made a massive mistake, so I called it a night and I thought I'll deal with it in the morning. Fresh-faced and ready for what my messages had in store for me, I opened up Messenger to find around 17 new messages from Ian Lee.
Oh, very funny. They're not allowed to say who they've got messages from. That breaks security, they wouldn't put that.
Quickly scanning through and vetting them, I found one man who was willing to offer me what I'd asked for the socks, but there was a twist. The man, we'll call him John, was willing to pay me a whole £10 to send him two pairs of dirty socks. He didn't ask for anything else and even said that while he doesn't have PayPal, he'd set it up so he could pay me, something which a lot of the other interested parties had not been willing to do. So off I trotted to the post office, the socks carefully wrapped and sealed, and praying the woman behind the counter wouldn't ask what was inside. Curious, I asked John, what exactly it is about my socks that appealed to him? I mean, come on, do we need to ask that in 2019?
I can sort of put myself in the mindset of someone who would get women's pants and bra. I don't personally, but I can kind of, you think what's been close to a woman, ooh.
See, the only time I sniff pants are when I find them on the floor and I have to work out whether they're dirty or not, and that's just mum business.
But some, I can see, you know, as a kid, going through your, I can work, I haven't, I'm not talking about me.
You can understand how a pervert might.
Yeah. I can understand, no, I have done a lot of work on my own sexuality and what makes me tick. Actually, watches are one of the things that get me horny, so I've got to stop using that phrase.
That's why
I can understand. I can see the connections from something 40 years ago that bring up, you know, to now. So I can understand that. But socks, I don't get, is what I'm trying to say.
John explained, I've got a massive foot fetish, and seeing that you look absolutely gorgeous, why wouldn't I want to smell your feet? Do you know what I mean? Gorgeous girl with sexy feet. Why shouldn't I want to? Thanks, John. Means a lot. Now I'm a tenner up and I don't have to wash two pairs of socks. But would I do it again? I guess I could be tempted. But while writing this, I've just received another 8 messages. So I think I need a bit of time to recover.
That's 80 quid. How much do a pair of socks cost? Do they pay postage and packing, or does she?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't go into that amount of detail. But I've been a junior reporter. That's money not to be sniffed at.
I know what we have to do to get callers. I wrote a piece today.
I'm not selling my knickers.
Excuse me. I wrote a thing today about, which some of you read,
yeah,
and responded to, about how we don't get callers.
Mm-hmm. 03444991000, by the way, if you'd like to book that trend. 03444991000.
We're going to do something tonight on your phone that I talked about doing after I came back from Australia. we're going to set up a Tinder account.
Not on my phone now, you're not.
Sam, we're going to need your phone. On Sam's phone.
Can you have two accounts?
Oh, he does. All right. Well, we can't do it on my phone. We're going to set, we need to set up a Tinder account for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I nicked this idea from a politician in Australia. When before I was going in the jungle, I had to read all the rubbish local papers.
Your voice is getting a lot better.
It's, it comes and goes. I think it's going again now. Yeah. It's just gone now. Well, I was reading, so a local politician, put an advert on Twitter saying,
on Twitter.
Twitter.
That's very niche, Twinder.
Well, I'll tell you what's even niche. And you go on there, it's empty sometimes. Sometimes you get lucky. Siamese Twinder. Now, sometimes you get very lucky. Just trust me on that one. She put an advert on Twinder saying, I want you.
Yes.
To vote for me. I think we should do the same thing for the show. And I bet we'll get
a lot of swipe.
We'll get messages. Set it up on your phone.
No.
Why?
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to explain at home, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not doing it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you found a Tinder account, but it's for work.
I'll set it up on my phone then, but that makes it even more dangerous. I'm lethal when I'm in the dating scene. Lethal. Not. I mean, I'm not. I'm not saying I've killed anyone. The case was thrown out of court. So, technically innocent and legally and morally innocent as well. We need to do it. So one of yous has got to set up a Tinder account,
Sam,
for the show.
You can rehash mine if you want to.
We can rehash
his.
All right, fine.
You don't need it anymore.
Exactly.
Yo, Sammy's got his action.
Cleverly, it means he doesn't have to close it. We need it for work.
Right, after 11 o'clock,
yeah.
Sam, we're going to get you in here. And we're going to set up a Tinder account for the show.
All right, sounds
beautiful,
like a plan.
Beautiful.
Sounds like a plan.
0344 499 1000.
Yeah, ring us up. Here's Roger.
Good evening, Catherine.
Hello, Roger.
Ian's a bit talkative tonight, isn't he?
Very yappy, considering his injuries.
He gave him a smack on the other side of his mouth to even it out a bit.
Don't you dare. The reason I can't talk is I started singing along to the Beatles in the car, and my mouth was full of blood very quickly. So I'm going quiet now.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing more of a feeling of relief than finding the key that you thought you'd dropped outside in the house.
This is something that was taken out by surprise.
No. I was coming in late afternoon. Early afternoon, my dad was coming out.
Yeah.
So I had
good for him. Yeah, well done. You should be very proud of your dad. It doesn't matter if he's gay. Doesn't change anything.
And so I didn't need my key. And he comes out of the house, past me, realises that it started raining, so comes back in to get a coat. And I've been frantically looking around for this key, on and off, for a few hours. And my dad comes walking past in the dining room, Oh, look what I found. He spots it on the floor. And I'm pretty sure it's where I took my boots off.
Outrageous.
Because I was so tired.
These are all the rage at the moment. Don't you have one of those whistling key rings?
They've only just come on the market, I think.
You whistle and then it goes beep, 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 beep.
No, it used to go.
Oh, God.
Do you remember
that's,
those?
That's the old Nokia. That's the old Nokia alert. That one was.
Was it?
Yeah, that was the old Nokia text message.
The biggest laugh I ever saw with a group. The biggest laugh I ever saw with a group of old people. Right. The biggest laugh I ever saw from a group of old people.
Yes.
Was outside BBC Television Centre as it was. They were queuing up to go and watch a TV show.
Gosh.
It was probably some crap.
Yeah, good job they had a laugh outside.
And the guest coordinator, her phone went.
Yeah.
And it played the Nokia ringtone.
The one that goes diddly-doo, 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 diddly-doo.
Yes. Except It was the one. Do you remember there was a version of it that sounded like it was melting?
Oh no.
I'm knocking your ringtone breakdown. I'm trying to find it. And it sounded like it was breaking. And like your batteries were dying.
Yeah.
These old people. I mean, probably literally, but metaphorically at least, wet themselves. They were in pieces. The biggest laugh I've ever seen from a group of
It's a good gag. It's an excellent gag.
That's almost as bad as when I was going to a gig with a friend many, many years ago. And we were listening to the Monty Python Sing CD. And we were stuck in traffic. And it were a nice day, and there were some old people sat on a bench next to us. And he kept playing Sit On My Face over and over again.
That was one of the tapes we got the school bus driver to play for us.
Oh, I love that album. And I had another funny thing today. I think, I don't know whether you saw it, I sent it here on Twitter. As regular listeners will know, I am continuing my quest to find employment.
Oh, yeah.
And I go to a place with somebody that helps me find jobs.
Okay.
So I went to see her today, and we were looking at other jobs and looking at the applications that we'd already done. And I noticed something on one of the applications that we sent off last week. She's a better typist than me. It's easier for one person to take the lead when you're crowded around a computer.
Yeah.
So she knocked out one of my cover letters. She quickly typed one up. We've got, you know, oh, yes, I remember that one.
She knocked one out quickly, and what was it? A mess?
Sent it off.
We finish at one, Roger.
And I noticed this afternoon, she had ended the email, kind regards, Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
I don't know how I've gave her that impression that I'm some sort of secret agent.
Well, that's because you're super smooth, Roger.
Roger Moore was actually an actor, not a secret agent.
The Twitter meltdown over the reports of the next Bond film. It's hilarious. I think he's just
going to be Black Lady 007, but it's not James Bond.
People are idiots.
Well, they did it with Little Mermaid, didn't they? And got lots of publicity. Now they'll do it again. I don't much care that neither of them are real people.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them isn't a person, it's half a fish.
Exactly. And I watched Captain Marvel again yesterday, and it's even better than what I thought it was in the cinema. Absolutely love that film.
What? Why'd you make me cut him off?
I didn't make you cut him off.
Yes, you did. Andrew, he made me cut him off.
Hello?
And now he's made me put you on.
Oh, okay. So I was reading Ian's Facebook post about lack of callers, and I was talking to my wife about it.
Yes.
And we've come to the conclusion that it's lack of momentum.
How do you know?
Lack of what?
Lack of momentum, because our theory is once you play the interview, which you do occasionally, you don't have the people that momentum going to call to have people ring in.
Yeah, except we didn't have any interviews yesterday, and we still had no callers.
Okay, that's how I feel out the water.
But to side with your wife, she's right.
Oh, yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
Thanks for having to think about it for us. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, we it was a question honestly
it's
asked,
a head scratcher, Andrew. Now we're getting a nice stream of calls tonight, but it just the last couple of weeks, the number of calls has dropped, and I can't quite work it out. But I appreciate all of the feedback that we had today, all of the suggestions, all of the ideas. It's given us something to kick around in our heads. And it is difficult when you have a guest to then get the momentum going. But it's kind of tough, really, because sometimes guests can only do certain time. I get it.
Yeah.
When we've got Michael Galinsky coming on tomorrow, the film director at 11, And I did have them at 12, first of all, because of this original thing. And then I thought, actually, no, 11, we get more listeners. And we might get some calls from people who've seen the film and can give us some feedback on it. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
I think, you know, Ian thinks about these things very deeply and worries. And
worried.
I think maybe because I'm sort of one step back in that it's not my name above the door, I kind of see it.
It comes and goes
in waves. And
if you get loads of downloads, though, doesn't that count for something?
Yeah. To me, it all works out, but, you know, we're different personalities.
Yeah, because my view is, you know, the nature of radio, people don't listen to the radio at a set time anymore. People stream it.
Yeah, like the telly. Who watches a programme when it's on?
No one does it anymore. You know, welcome to 21st century. I think listening figures are just there to massage the egos of the bigwigs rather than actually... No, people's lifestyles have changed. I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
But
unfortunately, that's what they count on. That's what they count at the moment. So that's the way it goes. Anyway, listen, it was nice to speak to you, Andrew. I've got to go to a break before Ian has a thrombo.
I owe Ian an apology.
Oh, yeah?
I think I may have offended him on Twitter and he blocked me. So, Ian, if I offended you, I apologise profusely.
When did you offend me?
I don't know. I got blocked. So you said you would unblock me on Facebook and it's not happened. But
well, hang on. Who are you on Twitter?
I'm Mango Breeder on Twitter.
Mango Breeder. You're probably a dickhead.
Everyone is.
That's probably true.
Oh, I've touched something very offensive there instead of Mango Breeder. But here's the thing. Everyone, let's go. You blocked me for nothing. Here's the thing. I blocked you for a reason.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just apologising if I caused any offence. You know, I didn't mean to do that or anything.
I'm going to unblock you because I am a nice guy. Definitely. Oh, I remember you. I'm blocking you. Do it again, Sunshine, you're a dead man. Dead man.
All right,
take care, Andy.
Thanks, Andrew.
See you later, guys.
03444991000 if you want to give us a ring.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative, I'm Ian Lee. You are?
Catherine Boyle.
Excellent stuff indeed. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Kicking off with Remy Nicole. Welcome to the Late Night Best Kept Secret on Radio. Two absolute idiots talking all of our balls. I tell you what, Sam, why don't you come in for the start of this bit here? Because we're going to have a little update on something that we did right at the end of last night's show that some of you might have missed. And this is very important. This is the future, I believe. You can still call in. We'll just take calls straight to air. 03444991000. After 11 tonight, we've got Michael Galinsky on, the director of All the Rage, that film about Dr. Sarno that some of you will have seen. He's also doing a book about shopping malls, which I've seen bits of. It looks cool. But last night, Catherine, tell the boys and girls, the ladles and jelly spoons, my brilliant idea that to get more listeners and callers to the show.
Well, we put the show on Tinder.
I was hoping you were going to go into a little bit more detail than just saying that. But that's it. That's the essence.
That's what happened. We put the show on Tinder with the bio detail of, you know, we want you as listeners. You know, kind of.
Okay.
We got a few little bites, but we can't tell whether they were bots or not.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Sam is the young person on this team, and he's used Tinder to get romance. It's worked. Now he's got a normal romance with a girl he actually knew the old-fashioned way. But you set up our Tinder profile for us. Yep. What's the latest? How many hits have we got? What's it looking like?
So every 12 hours, you know, you like a certain amount of people. So as soon as that was up earlier on today, I just started liking everybody again.
Yeah.
We've had matches with, I'd say, total now about 30 or 40 people.
That is good.
I've sent a message to all of them saying we're on air between 10 and 1.
Yeah.
Listen here, phone this number. I haven't had a single reply.
Okay, so they're thinking about it, is how I interpret
that. Mysterious. Yeah. I think that's the way you play Tinder, isn't it?
They're playing hard to get. Would it help? Because the picture is me and Catherine.
Yeah.
Would it help if it was the picture of Catherine's boobs?
No, come on.
No?
No.
Okay. All right, would it help?
No, because then they'll just think that it's like the phone numbers are pay as you.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get some phone calls, though.
Okay, all right. Would it help if on the picture, we put some text on the picture, we want you to call our radio show. Would that help? So the picture comes up and it says that in big letters.
Well,
let's. I'm asking the young man who's actually experienced this.
I'm experienced it for, in a personal
Grandma
use.
Grandma Gherkins. I'm not, I don't know where that name came. Grandma Gherkins. That was the best example of an old name I can come up with. Gherkins. So I do apologise.
It's out there
G-G-G.
Now.
Go on, Sam. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. No. Sorry. I'm only experiencing it personally. I've never, funny enough, used it for a radio station before.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I'm just thinking.
Yes, sir.
From a a sensitive female point of view, what do we really want from them? We want them to listen, don't we? More importantly than phoning in.
No, I want them to phone in. I want them to phone in.
But these are shy people. You can't meet people in real life. So why don't we say we'd love you to listen. Love it even more if you'd call.
But okay, but that's a lot to. I don't want that on the picture. That's too much to put on the picture.
I'm thinking we've got nine pictures that we can put up there. So okay. I think we should like just try and get the whole spectrum.
I think we want computers in it. I think the first the joke for 46-year-old men like myself. It's a joke for myself. Okay, I think the home picture should be the one that they will which is a good swipe, which is a bad swipe.
Right is good.
Right is good. So
left, leave it.
Because I instantly went left for good in this. So they need to.
Well, like
Tinder need to work on that. That's what I went. Which is the good left? Which is the right wrong?
Right is if you're a bit of all right.
Left on the shelf.
Yes.
Okay. I that works. Okay, that works for me. So we need. Do you have? Here's the thing. I'm gonna say something that is embarrassing for a 46-year-old man that works with computers. I work in PC World. I don't know how to put words on a picture. I don't know how to do it. I managed to work it out once, but it looked lousy. Sometimes people put like, and it looks great and it looks creative and artistic and all of this stuff. I don't know how to do that. So can we tweet? This is what we'll do. Sam, can you tweet and we'll retweet it? The original picture.
Right.
And then one of the listeners can put the text on it. We want you to call and listen to our radio show. Weeknights from 10, hashtag TLNA. Boom. And then you can download it. You can rip it from Twitter and you can then upload it to Tinder.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that works.
All right. This is it. This is going to happen. We've got no one has got back.
No one has replied.
Okay.
Other than that one person last night.
Very, very early days. This is what I think. Can I call you Grandma Gherkins for the rest of the night? I think it's such an endearing, charming name. Grandma Gherkins. It was it was the only old name. I don't know what that look means, Sam. Is that a good look or is that a bad? Is that a left look or a right look?
I'm left. I'm pretty.
Okay. But is she saying with that look, you can call me Grandma Gherkins, but I resent you. I hate you, or no, don't call me Grandma Gherkins.
I'm thinking maybe the Gherkins might need changing, but that's what I'm getting from that.
I know what. Why don't you ask her? I'm not going to do it. She looks furious. You ask her.
No, I don't have the nerve for that.
I'm swiping you both left.
Hang on, is your phone in here?
No.
I was going to text you.
I'm a professional.
Okay. So, Grandma Gherkins?
Say it again, I dare you.
Gaga Gherkins.
Sorry?
Gaga Gherkins. That's like, you can make it cuter.
Gaga Gherkins? That makes it sound like she's a lunatic smearing fecal matter over genitals. That's what that sounds like. Totally insane.
Grandma Gherkins sounds so suave and sophisticated.
It sounds homely. We had, I tell you why the reference to fecal matter on genitals. We were watching, I don't know, it was come dine with me or four in a bed, and someone presented a meal or something, and they went, I know, this is insane, right? And it was like jacket potato with chips or something weird, but not insane. And we kind of both said almost simultaneously, that's not insane. What would be insane is if he walked out with fecal matter smeared all over his penis. That would be insane.
We both jumped to the same image.
Yes. isn't that wonderful?
You two have been hanging out too long.
we have been hanging out too long. Right. If you tweet that picture,
yep.
Then I will retweet it. And then one of you, dear listener, if you can put on this picture, we want you to call and listen to our radio show. Hashtag TLNA, weeknights from 10 on DAB app and talk radio.
Wow, that's catchy.
Yeah.
And you said no to my suggestion because there was too many words.
What? Remind me what your suggestion was. You don't remember it.
We'd love you to listen.
We'd love you to listen.
Yeah.
That was really lovely decor.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's because it's love, you know, Tinder.
Well, someone's put hashtag TLNA on a GIF of a piece of cheese being chucked at a bell. Oh, bell cheese. Bell cheese. Thank you, Gemma. How the hell did you do that? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We will take calls straight to air, although not from Ken in Newcastle who's calling in. He's, but I don't think we want to promote his let's just for a second. Thank you, Sam. Hey Ken.
Why are you so obsessed with sex?
Ken, let me get a word in. I've got something really important I need to tell you. My show, my rules, buddy. You want to come on, you follow my rules. I've got something really important to tell you, Ken. You ready?
Good night. You have a lovely night.
There we go. He won't talk to us. Ah, we didn't get any of his call, unfortunately. That guy preaches hate and homophobia and Islamophobia, not anti-Islamophobia. That would be good.
Very interesting insight on James Whale's show, though, wasn't it?
I wasn't. As soon as I hear that annoying, bigoted voice, I switch off in my mind and go to my happy place. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, now would be a great time. I'm going to retweet that picture. If anybody has the technology to put those words on, may God bless you. This is going to be a great show. The Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, well done. I've retweeted the picture and Jasmine has put on approximately a third of the words that I asked for. So thank you, Jasmine. Would also be great if it was all the words and also a font that could be read. That would be very, very helpful to us. Billy McCurdy's done it. Billy's done it. There we go. Right. Billy, could you do it again and take off the quotation marks around it? I was just using that in the text of the tweet to indicate. So if you could do it again, Billy, then boom, that is it. And we've got our image. Thank you. 0344 499 1000. It's going to be some show tonight. Very strong vibe.
Isn't it? We want you, ... to call and listen. Isn't it more that?
Okay, it could
because,
be.
Because, you know, it's like, you
first
know,
of all, you're coming round to my way of thinking that the words are right, so thank you.
Well,
that's great.
No, if we're big going
step,
with this.
Big step.
If we have to go with this.
You should be very proud of yourself. I'm proud of you.
Well.
Sam's proud of you.
If we
I know
have
your
to...
mum and dad are disappointed in you, but God, that's something you have to deal with on your own with them. Can't help you there.
So, if you insist on this wording, which I think it's clumsy, but if you're insisting on this wording, we want you is the thing, isn't it? And then it's been. But not in a sexy way like everyone else on here. It's
all
basically
right, okay.
What you're saying.
Okay, we want you. So get rid of the speech marks. We want you ... to call and listen to, and you missed off the hashtag on TLNA. This is going to be hot. By the way, is, if, right, Aaron, that's awful. Jasmine, Jasmine, I don't even know what you're doing. Now you put the next third of words on, but on a different thing. Right. And Gareth, you're blocked. You've just used that face app on us. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what you're doing there as well. You're handing our information to the Russians. They can use our images.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We will talk about that in a minute. Let's go to Jake. Good evening, Jake.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Very, very well. I've got a bit of a sore throat, Jake, but I'm powering through it. Luckily, I made a mistake on my last Tesco shop. There's no such thing as a mistake. There's only happenings. And instead of ordering two, you know, ginger, fresh ginger.
Yeah.
Instead of ordering like two little bricks of it, I don't know what it comes, you know, instead of ordering two little roots of ginger, yeah. I ordered 2 kilograms of ginger. So I've got shed loads of ginger. So I'm going to make myself some nice ginger tea, buy some lemons on the way home from the petty station, get some ginger and lemon and honey, and I'm going to cure my sore throat. You can do it right now, please. Anyway, Jake, what have you got for us, mate?
Well, I was calling in. I phoned in a couple of weeks ago with baby Ellie, or baby Alan, as you like to know.
Baby Alan, of course. I'd forgotten that the show had its own baby, but we do.
Good job he hasn't. Yeah.
It's your baby, yeah. It's technically our baby, and when she's 18, she comes and works for us. That's the rule. How is our baby, the show baby, doing?
Been doing amazing. I mean, she's coming up to 4 weeks now. She's... coming up to 5 weeks, sorry.
It's all a little bit fuzzy those first few weeks, isn't it? It's all a little bit sleep deprived.
Things are appearing in different cupboards in the kitchen where they don't normally belong, and, you know, mistakes are being made due to lack of sleep, I think. But, yeah, no, she's doing amazing. She's hulking out now, putting on weight very rapidly, opening her eyes a lot.
There we go.
Looking around, all sorts of things. Won't stop eating, you know, that's the main thing at the moment.
Good. That's all good. From what I can... Here's the thing, right? Everything you are doing with your baby now is the most important thing that you can do. And you've read all the books, you've spoken to all the classes and all of that stuff. I can't remember a single thing about bringing up a baby. I can't remember anything that we had to... It's all gone.
What I can remember is going and hanging out with the other mums and looking around and thinking, oh, God, I'm not doing that yet. I should have that cup. Oh, we should be moving on to that now. And they were the people I took the lead from. But actually, when you look back, it doesn't matter. It's not like the kid's going to go, oh, I can't believe you didn't get me that Tommy Tippy cup until I was, you know, however many months old. It all comes in time. It all comes in time. But it does seem like you're kind of, it's like a computer game at first, isn't it? It's like the baby's crying. I've got to work out what goes where.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's level enough at the moment, if that's the case.
Good. Boss
so,
level.
Yeah, she's doing so good, you know. Nice. I'm really proud of her.
How are you feeling?
I'm doing really good, yeah, at the moment. Doing fantastic, you know. The last few weeks have been intense, but not in a bad way, you know, nothing like that. And sort of me and Mom are just sat having a quiet night tonight.
Having a cheeky little spliff? Is it?
I wish, no.
Oh, I'm joking. Well, listen, thank you for the update. Did we send
absolutely,
some stuff?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we spoke to
you.
You didn't thank me?
It did.
When?
Oh, well, I think we phoned in. I think it could just have been Kath on the radio that night.
Okay. So the I would like that sent back to me immediately. Please, because that is outrageous. Well, good. I'm glad. I'm really glad. Yeah. Catherine didn't pass those thanks on, and I think that says more about her, Jake, than it does about anybody else in this situation. So I'm good. I'm glad. Jake,
yeah, no,
anything else?
So much, you know? No. That's it tonight. I just wanted to give you guys a wee update and just, you know, let you guys know what's going on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Jake, and that's the baby Alan. I think I've sent you one, Sam. If you can upload that as our main picture. Lewis, that's awful. I don't know what you've done there. Okay. People are starting to be very, very silly. So the FaceApp thing, you're right, Catherine. It's, Lane has put one that says phone in, assholes.
Right.
That doesn't help. Anybody. That really doesn't help anybody.
Have you seen this one?
Go on.
Sexy locals in your area want to meet you. Call 0344 499 1000 for some fun.
Lino's put the text, I remember, touch the truck. Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Right, we're sorted now, so we don't need that. If anyone spots us on Tinder, if any of you horn dogs or horn bitches.
Oh, no!
That's the name for a lady dog. Boy, when you teach your kids that some swear words aren't always swear words, they're 50% good words. Whoa.
Oh, they really enjoyed...
Daddy, what's a bitch? Oh.
They really enjoyed bloody.
Yeah, they like bloody. I taught my kids, when we were going down the water slides, that you're allowed to shout out swear words if you want.
What?
Yeah. I went down with my youngest and I let out a spontaneous, yeah. And I said, you're allowed to do that. Sam's looking at us. Have we got a bite?
No, there's just a small issue with the whole putting a photo with words on it.
Yes, mate. Yeah.
So the problem is that because...
By the way, I don't want problems, I want solutions, but carry on.
I know. It's fine. So because you've... put words in it, it clashes with when you look on someone's profile, you see their details comes up at the bottom of the picture.
Oh, so we need it up the top.
Yes.
No, I've sent you one that's, hang on.
No, you sent me where it's at the bottom.
This one, one's at the top. Why need to have you that one?
Because it's also got text at the bottom. Right, can we do it with text at the top, please? The only one I've got with text at the top is phone in arseholes, and I can't really. So can we do it with text at the top, please? So Sam gets the thing.
Thank you.
So go on. This FaceApp. Here's the thing. FaceApp was out before, and then it disappeared, and then now it's come back.
Yeah. What was FaceApp? What were they using?
Oh, it was an app for faces.
I know, but was that not the gender swap? What the last time they put one out was gender, and everyone went nuts about that as well.
Okay. Well, now there's the app, and everyone's doing the thing. thing where it makes them look old. Everyone's doing it, but it's not it's not good. It's not good.
No, they've issued a privacy warning. FaceApp is provoking a combination of delight and repulsion. Isn't it revulsion? Among the huge
repulsion
number
repulsion works.
Huge number.
You repulse me. You revulse me. Mm. See, revulse isn't a word, so it's repulsion. So it's right. Carry it. Continue. And that's why you repulse me. Did that come out, that last bit?
Yeah.
I've got to work on that. That internal, external monologue
it's
thing.
It's bad enough the lower body incontinence, never mind the incontinence of
you
the mind.
There. You went there, okay.
You went there.
There we go.
Repeatedly. FaceApp is provoking a combination of delight and repulsion amongst the huge number of people using it to turn themselves and each other older. The app uses artificial intelligence written in red.
No, it doesn't. It uses an algorithm.
To change your photos, changing it so that users look older or swapping their genders for en stance. But the terms of the Russian-owned app, yes.
I gave my seven-year-old a beard and he looks like an incredibly handsome 23-year-old now. It's amazing.
Terms of the Russian-owned app have led to a number of warnings about what they could actually be doing with your photos.
It's Huawei all over again. Go on.
Listen up, dum-dums. When you submit a photo to the app to change how it looks, it makes its way onto FaceApp servers, and it's not entirely clear what's happening when it does. FaceApp has to select and upload the user's photos to ensure it can be altered. The changes use FaceApp's artificial intelligence tools, which run on its servers.
Artificial intelligence, that's a different thing altogether.
And so the photo must be given over to the app. But you might be given over more than you realise. Numerous people have pointed to the fact that those photos can be used by FaceApp and not just to make you look different.
Right.
The terms give the app the ability to use those photos in just about any way without giving anything back to the users who first created them, the app makes clear. You grant, this is a quote, you grant FaceApp a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable license to use, reproduce,
sub-licensable license.
I know. Modify, adapt, publish, translate, create derivative works from, distribute, publicly perform, and display your user content and any name, username, or likeness provided in connection with your user content in all media formats and channels now known or later developed without compensation to you. Is what FaceApp's terms say.
Scumbags. Absolute scumbags. Here's the thing. Let's go over to Russia and let's kick their asses. I'm not scared of them. We've got the finest military in the world. Mm. Right? We won World War II. Let's go and beat Russia. Let's go and assassinate Putin.
Didn't Russia help us win World War
II? No. They're the enemies. What we do, we go over there and we just... Let's just nuke them. Here's the thing. We nuke them first... What are they going to do? Nuke us back? No, they can't. We nuked them. And it'll be worth taking a nuking from them anyway, just to beat them and nuke them. That's what I say. Sam, you're laughing there. What are you laughing at?
Hate to bring in another issue.
Jesus.
It's very big. I need it slightly narrower. Just slightly.
For the love of God.
Because for some reason, the picture size, it just cuts off some of the words on it. Just a little bit. I need it slightly narrower.
Could you make it slightly thinner, please?
Sorry, it's not my fault. Blame Tinder.
Slightly narrower.
So, the company's privacy policy makes clear that it's able to collect and store information from your phone and that it might be used for advertising or other forms of marketing. such terms are fairly standard within these apps, and it's required that such an app will have some access to photos to fulfill its functions. But the fact that so little is known about the app and it's made by developers in Russia have led some to warn it's best not to use it or be careful when doing so.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Don't use the Face app. Let's go to war with Russia. This is some show. We're 28 minutes in and we've already discovered quite a lot. I'm going to blow your mind in a minute. This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here we go, last show of the week from us, guys. Well, Wednesday, I know. You see, that monitor is working on you. Can you say something, Catherine?
Hello, I'm checking the monitor. Right. Toot, toot, zoot, zoot, zoot.
Start the show.
Hello, you're listening to the Late Night Alternative. I'm Catherine Boyle. Ian Lee is adjusting the cameras because it's a radio show and you need to be able to see it.
Keep talking because I need you to be...
And you can phone us about anything. We'll have a little chit-chat. Chit Chat Club. But you can call us about anything you like at all. And the phone number to ring is 0344 499 1000. And the deal is you give us a ring, Amy will ring you back, and it will cost you next to nought. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call, and you can discuss whatever you fancy. Ian Lee.
Boom! Let's go to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hey, Mark, hi.
Yep.
Why are you not on tomorrow night and Friday?
Because I'm having it away with your mum on Thursday. Friday, your dad's getting a seeing too.
Hey, me dad's not well, you know.
Well, I'll sort him out.
You guys got his confidence spluttering.
His cockiness what?
His confidence spluttering.
His his incontinence what?
No, he's coughing and he's spluttering.
He's a coughing and a spluttering. It sounds like an old rock and roll number by fake rock and rollist Bill Haley.
Well, he went to the doctor, they say he's got an infection.
Doctors, what do they know about anything apart from medicine? I went to the doctors today to get the results from my tests. The test they did. Shut up! The test they did gave me for pancreatic cancer. I went and saw the doctor to get the results for my test for pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And she went, no, they've not done, what are you talking about? These blood tests aren't for pancreatic cancer. I said, well, what are they for? She said, I don't know. I'm not your actual doctor. I said, I know you're not. You're the first appointment I could get to see my actual doctor would have taken 3 weeks. You've got the results there. What do they say? She said, here's the thing, Alan. She then got the results and she typed them into like a kind of doctor's Google, a special Google for doctors. She typed the results of my blood test into a special Google for doctors. And she went, well, your bones are okay, your kidneys are okay, your liver's okay. I said, have I got pancreatic cancer? She said, I can't tell from these. They didn't do a pancreatic cancer test. So
oh, no.
I have to go for another blood. I got a little bit angry in there. Rightfully so, I got angry in there. So I've got to go for another blood test on Friday. And then in the next week or two, I have got to go and have a colonoscopy.
Is that where the camera up above?
I've had it before. 16 centimetres of camera. That's length, not width, up my jacksie. And I've had it before, and it's all right. I mean, it's all right. It's not great. The worst thing about it is that you have to... Well, last time I went, I had to squirt a special brew up my bottom, but people are telling me you have to drink it now. You have to drink a special brew that just evacuates... You sit on the toilet for 2 hours... Everything comes out of your a-hole.
My granddad had that, and he said they should have given him a pair of running spikes and some extra cold toilet paper.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I've had it before, and it ain't fun.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Can we play that Paul Ross trailer again? Because... I'm not quite sure what I heard there. Can you play it? Can you drag it down and play
late,
it again?
Late, please? Early, early show.
On Talk Radio.
Here it comes.
The time has come, the Paul Ross
guy coming
to talk
up.
Of many things, this wild and whirling, wonderful world and the weird stories that it brings to us each and every weekday morning from 1 to 5 a.m. on
Listen,
the late,
Paul.
Late, early, early show.
Listen.
You know what? We've already visited 55 countries. Join us for a fantastic
There's a guy. There's a guy speaking.
Right
it's not close.
The surf report is there's not very many waves, comes. But it's a beautiful day.
It's the stimulating radio encounter. Of the interesting kind.
But a lot of people just come for the sheer fun.
The light.
A lot of people just come for the sheer what?
Fun, I'm hoping he's saying.
Fun doesn't end with a k sound. A lot of people just come for the sheer bleep. That's outrageous behaviour. I mean, I listen to Paul on the way home, but I switch it off by about 2:15 because that's when I get home. What happens between 2:15 and 4:00? Outrageous. 5:00. Outrageous behaviour.
Good job Ken doesn't listen.
Good job. Right, Sam, I'm sending you what I'm hoping is going to be the last one. There you go. There you go. And thank you to Joe for doing this. Joe is a great guy. let's see. Let's see if this works. Is that going to work for you, Sam?
I think so, yeah.
We're going to get so much listener interaction with this news. Honestly, trust me, this is going to be the big thing. All we need is one of the newspapers to run a story about bisexual, depressed, divorced comedian Ian Lee being on Tinder, and we quids him. It's all we need. One little story like that.
Perfect. Looks beautiful.
Does it work?
We're up there. If you spot it, if you're going on Tinder, guys, and you spot it, take a screenshot and let us know that we've still got it. Okay, please. Here's the thing. Listen to this. The story is irrelevant, actually, but there's something I picked up in this.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 months, she lived in a remote... Filmmaker went to the Congo for a documentary and stopped a tribal murder. That's the headline. For 5 months, she lived in a remote African village with pygmies to observe their unique way of life. Do you want me to read it again?
For 5 months, she lived in a remote corner of the jungle. What?
For 5 months, she lived in a remote African village with pygmies to observe their unique way of life.
Right.
Do you not find that sentence amazing?
Why?
I didn't know pygmies were real.
Oh, shut up.
I did not know pygmies were real.
Come on.
I thought it was like just like Indiana Jones, like stuff made up. I genuinely, I'm reading that going, what? And he's a wee fella. There's a picture of him. He's a wee fella.
Yeah, but they're only like 4'10" or something.
I did not know the pygmies were real.
I thought they were like Oompa Loompas.
We're treading very, very close to racism, but I think we're just on the right side of it.
What I'm saying is you thought it was a made up yes. People.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
I mean, they did used to get referred to a lot when we were kids about,
pygmies.
Yeah,
I didn't know they were real. Honestly, I'm not doing a thing. I had no idea. I read that and I just giggled. I thought, oh, it's like if you read a story. For 5 months, she lived in a remote African village breeding unicorns. To observe their unique... I just didn't know. I did not know. Let's go to... let me take this call number two, because this looks like something fake. Hello, line two. They're gone, I thought so. Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Hello, good evening, Ian. I've rung you up because I'm a bit stressed at the moment.
Okay.
Can I tell you, my phone's been cut off and my laptop. At the moment, I'm on a pay-as-you-go phone, the one I bought Mum when she was in hospital.
Right.
And it's £5 for a couple of calls. And they won't put my phone and laptop on unless I pay £400. It's because I've not been paying very much for my bill each week, like £30 at a time, every fortnight and stuff.
I'm not sure what I can do to help with this situation, Nigel.
No, it's just that I'm very annoyed that they can't put it on for at least £100, which is a lot of money for me to spare next week.
Nigel, when did you last speak to your advocate that was supposed to be dealing with all these companies for you?
Well, he hasn't been in contact with me and I've lost his number.
Is that because you told him that you didn't need him anymore?
No.
Well, that's what you told us you said to...
I can't find his number at the moment.
That's what you told us you said to him, that you didn't need him anymore.
I wanted to ring in this week, but I can't find the number.
It's just because you told us that you'd started dealing with the telephone companies because you didn't need him to do it.
Well, because they weren't so strict. They are now, but I didn't think they'd be doing this to me.
Thing is, Simon could have sorted something out that meant that, right, whatever you offer, they're going to take off you, but Simon could have got you a better deal.
But I've still got to pay the bill off.
Have you, though? Did Simon tell you that?
No, he doesn't know about this bill, I don't think.
Okay, Nigel, you really need to find Simon's number and get...
It's somebody else that he puts me on to that works.
Okay, well, you need to find his number and speak to whoever that is there, because you need them to help you sort this out.
So they're not going to... I'm not going to be able to listen to the radio, because I can only get it on the internet.
Okay.
And I'm so depressed.
I know you are, Nigel,
It takes me off Mum, to listen to you on the radio and talk to your friends on Facebook.
Nigel, this is going to sound really harsh, but Nigel, please listen. This is going to sound really harsh, but I'm not sure what more me and Catherine can do to help.
It's just that if I borrowed the money, I could have paid £100 back a week. But it's finding someone who can lend me the money,
Well, no, it's not. It's getting out of that deal with the phone company and get. I pay £15 a month for my phone.
And of course, That's really cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, really. Yeah. I pay £15 a month on GIFGAF, and I get unlimited texts, unlimited calls, I think, and I get like 20 or 40 gigabyte of data.
And I only use Facebook, and Facebook is free, isn't it?
Do you phone, like, I'm going to ask you a really personal question.
No, I don't ring anybody, only my brother and you.
Okay, all right. Nigel, I don't know what more to say, mate. I really feel...
I'd be able to help out.
How would you like me to help out?
Well, with some of it.
With the money?
With some of it, even if it was half, I could pay it next week.
I can't do that, Nigel, I'm afraid. I can't give you any money, I'm afraid.
I know you can't.
I'm really sorry that you're in this situation, mate. I really am. But yes. Catherine and I have gone above and beyond, and we've bought you food.
I know.
And we've chased MPs, and we've chased this... advocate, I always want to say advocate when I say that, and the council, and we gave you all of the tools that you needed to get through this. Now, if you choose not to use those tools, that's fine, but that's your decision.
No. The electric people are more understanding because you can pay whatever you can afford.
Yeah, the advocate, here's the thing, the advocate, we gave you all the tools to help.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have solved everything, but would have helped the situation.
No, but I think I went to see my friend in Tunbridge who lends me a bit of money to help me out each week.
Getting lent money isn't going to solve the situation, Nigel. You need a fundamental changing of your attitude and of your lifestyle, because it's unaffordable.
He said to me, Ian, he said to me that it's a rip-off what they're doing to me. It's a rip-off.
Who's doing it to you?
Well, it should never be that much
I've said that before as well.
It's a rip-off, yeah.
I've said that. But somehow you've got yourself into that deal. And
they won't put it back on until I pay them £400.
Well, you need to speak to the advocate to find out if you actually need to pay that or if you can walk away from it.
Well, perhaps you can contact them for me and talk to them.
You need to find it.
Well, yeah, I'll try and get into it. I've got this phone now, which is a pay-as-you-go.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to ring...
ring them.
Ring
the advocate. That's all you got to do. And don't make too many phone calls, because pay-as-you-go is very expensive.
But I don't know the advocate's number now. I've got to ring the warden to tell it.
Brilliant. Then do that. Do that.
And listen, Nigel, seriously, and really, really seriously, stop phoning the companies and organising your bills. That's what the advocate is there for, and they do it for gazillions of people, and they know how to do it in a more effective way than you do.
It must be a cheaper way of getting
Nigel, speak to the advocate.
He knows it.
Speak to the advocate. All right, get in touch with them and speak to them.
Will I go to prison if I don't pay that £400?
I don't think you'll go to prison, no.
No.
Speak to the advocate, Nigel. He will be able to help.
He might be able to fix me up with a better deal.
I don't quite know how it works. You need to speak. You need to speak to him, Nigel. All right.
I'll call my warden first tomorrow.
Okay, brilliant. Give them a call first thing in the morning.
He's in touch with them. You're saying
beautiful.
He brings the food.
Well, then you stay in touch with him and you hold on to him.
You've got to use the advocate like it's your manager, right? Let them negotiate for you. Don't you get involved, because as soon as you start offering them money, they'll say, "Yeah, we'll have that." He knows better how to get a really cracking deal for you. Okay.
Because each time they're asking me for more.
I know, Nigel.
So don't talk to
him
anymore.
We're going around in circles. We've told you what you have to do, okay? All right?
At least I can ring and talk to you, can't I? Which is good.
And we always call everybody back, so that's good. All right, Nigel. Best of luck.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.